Welcome back, everyone. Today we're taking a deep dive into something you were really curious about, and honestly, I was a little skeptical at first. Writing therapy. I mean, can just writing things down really improve your mental and even physical health?
Yeah, it almost sounds a little too good to be true, right? But the more we looked into the research you sent us, the more it seems like there's actually some real science behind it. But before we get into that, I think it's important to clarify that writing therapy isn't just one thing.
Oh, yeah. I noticed that, too, in the research.
Right. Like, it includes things like expressive writing, where you're basically just writing freely about whatever feelings come up.
Kind of like journaling.
Exactly. Journaling is definitely a form of writing therapy. But then you also have things like guided journaling, where you're using specific prompts or questions to direct your writing.
Okay, that makes sense. So for someone who's totally new to this, what's the core idea? Like, what actually makes writing therapeutic?
Well, in a nutshell, writing therapy uses the power of putting your thoughts and feelings into words to, well, to help you heal and improve your overall well-being.
Okay, so far so good. But how does that actually work?
Well, one of the pioneers in this field is a researcher named James Pennebaker. He's done some really groundbreaking studies on the effects of writing about traumatic experiences.
Trauma, huh? That sounds pretty intense. So what did those studies actually involve?
In one of his most famous studies, he had participants write about their most traumatic experiences for just 15 to 20 minutes a day, 4 days in a row.
Wow, that's pretty heavy stuff. So they're really diving deep into those painful memories.
Yeah, it wasn't just like casual journaling. They were asked to really explore their thoughts and feelings surrounding those traumatic events. And the amazing thing is that this seemingly simple act of writing had some pretty incredible results.
Okay, I'm hooked. What kind of results are we talking about here?
Well, compared to control groups who were writing about neutral topics, the people who wrote about their traumas had fewer doctor visits in the months following the study.
Fewer doctor visits. So maybe there's a link between writing and a stronger immune system.
That's what it seems like. They also reported improvements in their mood and their overall well-being just from writing.
That's wild. So we're not just talking about feeling a bit better emotionally. There might be actual physical benefits, too.
Exactly. And this isn't just based on one study. A meta-analysis, which basically combines data from a whole bunch of studies, found that writing therapy was just as effective as trauma-focused cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT for short, for treating post-traumatic stress disorder.
Wait, back up a sec. For those of us who don't speak therapist, what exactly is CBT?
Oh, right. So CBT is a type of therapy that helps you identify and change thought patterns that are causing you distress, like negative thoughts.
Okay, so it's basically changing how you think to help you feel better.
That's a good way to put it. It's often used to treat things like anxiety, depression, and, yeah, trauma. And the fact that writing therapy can have similar benefits is pretty mind-blowing.
That's incredible to think that something as accessible as writing could be just as effective as a therapy like CBT. It really makes you wonder how it all works. What's the magic behind it?
Right. There's still a lot of research being done, but we're starting to get a glimpse of some of the key mechanisms at play. One of the main ideas is this concept of catharsis, you know, like emotional release.
Oh, yeah. Like when you vent to a friend about something that's bothering you and you instantly feel lighter.
Exactly. Talking about your feelings, or in this case, writing about them, allows you to process and release those pent-up emotions.
So it's like getting all that emotional baggage out in the open instead of bottling it up inside.
It's more than just venting, though. Writing can also help with something called cognitive processing and narrative formation.
Okay, break that down for me. Cognitive processing and narrative formation. What does that even mean?
Sure, imagine this. When something traumatic happens, it can feel chaotic and overwhelming, right? Like, you don't even know where to begin to make sense of it. Writing about it helps you organize those thoughts and feelings.
Ah, so it's like putting together a puzzle to form a clearer picture.
Yes. You're basically creating a coherent narrative out of what might have felt like a jumbled mess.
Interesting. And this actually helps people deal with trauma.
There's research that shows that writing about trauma actually led to fewer intrusive thoughts and flashbacks. It's like writing helps your brain make sense of the experience, which then allows you to move forward.
This is all so fascinating. So we've talked about emotional release, processing trauma. But what's actually going on in the brain when we write? Are there like physical changes happening up there?
You bet there are. And this is where things get really interesting.
All right. Hit me with the brain science.
Okay, so neuroimaging studies have shown that expressive writing can actually lead to a decrease in activity in the amygdala. That's the part of your brain that processes fear and anxiety.
Hold on. So writing can actually calm down our fear center. That's incredible.
It is. And at the same time, there's an increase in activity in the prefrontal cortex, which is kind of like the command center of your brain.
The command center. Yeah. So it's like writing helps shift control from the emotional, reactive part of the brain to the more rational thinking part.
You got it. It's like instead of being hijacked by fear or anxiety, you're able to stay calm and think clearly, even in challenging situations.
That's such a powerful image. And I'm guessing this isn't just about processing trauma. What about things like gratitude journaling, which seems to be super popular these days?
Great point. With gratitude journaling, studies have found an increase in the release of dopamine, the feel-good chemical.
Ah, so that's why focusing on what we're grateful for can boost our mood. It's like a natural high.
Exactly. And the more you practice gratitude writing, the more dopamine is released, which makes it easier to turn it into a habit.
This is all starting to make sense. We've seen how writing can impact our emotions, our brains. But does it also have any effects on the rest of our bodies? Like, does writing therapy have any real physical benefits beyond just mental health?
It absolutely does. And that's what we're going to explore right after this.
Okay, so we just spent some time in the brain talking about all this writing therapy stuff. And I got to say, I'm pretty amazed.
But you mentioned there are physical benefits too, right? Like, how does that work?
Well, remember in those early Pennebaker studies, they found that people who wrote about their traumas actually ended up going to the doctor less often.
Yeah, fewer doctor's visits.
It seemed
like there was a connection to a stronger immune system.
Right. So researchers wanted to figure out why that was. And what they found is there's actually a pretty fascinating link between expressive writing and how your immune system functions.
Wait, really? Like, just writing stuff down can boost your immune system? It really seems that way. For example, there was this study published in the Journal of Psychosomatic Research. They had people write about stressful experiences just 20 minutes a day for 3 days. And afterward, they saw a huge jump in T lymphocyte activity.
T lymphocytes. Remind me what those are again.
Those are the white blood cells that are super important for fighting off infections.
Oh, right. The infection fighters. So maybe putting pen to paper could help us avoid getting sick or even recover faster if we do get sick?
That's what the research seems to suggest. Ah. And there's more. They've also found that writing therapy can lower blood pressure and heart rate.
Seriously, writing can do that?
Yep. There's a study from 2012 by Mugerwa and Holden. They worked with people who had high blood pressure and had them do guided journaling. And the results were incredible. Their blood pressure actually went down.
Wow, that's really impressive. It sounds like writing can be a natural way to deal with stress, which obviously is great for your overall health, right?
Exactly. Reducing stress is one of the best things you can do for your body. And writing therapy seems like a pretty powerful way to do just that.
Okay, so at this point, I'm sure our listeners are thinking, how do I try this out? Where do I even start?
Well, that's the best part. One of the coolest things about writing therapy is that it's super accessible. You don't need any fancy equipment, no special training, nothing like that. Just a notebook and a pen, or even just a blank document on your computer, and you're good to go.
So you don't need a therapist to guide you, like with traditional therapy?
Not necessarily. I mean, a therapist can be super helpful, especially if you're dealing with trauma or other really tough issues. They can offer support and help you structure your writing. But there's also a lot you can do on your own. Like, one of the simplest ways to start is just by journaling. Find a quiet spot, maybe grab a cup of tea, and just let your thoughts flow out onto the page.
It sounds so simple, but I bet it can be really powerful, just letting it all out. No rules, no judgment.
Exactly. And even if you only have a few minutes each day, it can still make a difference. If you're looking for something a little more structured, gratitude writing is a great option. Basically, you just write down 3 things you're grateful for every day. Could be anything, big or small, like a beautiful sunny day, a good conversation, or even just, you know, a good hair day.
I love that. Focusing on the positive stuff, even when things are tough. It's like a reminder to appreciate the good things in life.
Right. And remember what we were talking about earlier, all that dopamine being released. It's like giving yourself a natural mood boost.
Totally. And speaking of mood boosters, what about mindfulness journaling? I've heard that's really helpful too.
Oh yeah, mindfulness journaling is fantastic. It's all about paying attention to your thoughts and feelings without judging them, just sort of observing them as they come and go.
It's like taking a step back from all the chaos in your mind and just becoming an observer.
Exactly. And that can be incredibly helpful, especially these days when we're all constantly bombarded with information and distractions. Mindfulness journaling gives you permission to slow down and just be present in the moment.
Love that. So it seems like there's a type of writing therapy out there for everyone, no matter what they're going through or what they're hoping to achieve, whether it's processing difficult emotions, managing stress, or just cultivating a sense of gratitude, writing can help.
Couldn't agree more. Writing therapy is such a versatile tool for self-discovery and healing. And the best part is, it's all in your hands. You decide what you want to write about, when you want to write, and how you want to express yourself. It's really empowering.
That's so true. Well, we've covered a lot of ground today, from the science behind writing therapy to some practical tips for getting started.
It's been an incredible journey, and I hope our listeners are feeling inspired to give it a try and see the power of writing for themselves.
Me too. So before we wrap up, I want to leave you with something to think about. Based on everything we've talked about, what kind of writing practice kind of jumps out at you? Like, what seems the most interesting? And what part of your life do you think it could help with the most? You know, maybe it's working through something from the past. Maybe it's focusing on gratitude, or even just finding a little bit of mindfulness in your day.
Yeah, that's a really good question to ask yourself. And there are no right or wrong answers here. That's the beauty of it. It's all about self-discovery, you know, finding what really clicks with you and then making it a part of your routine.
So true. Like with anything, the more you practice, the more you get out of it.
Right.
So grab a notebook, open up a document, whatever works for you, and just start writing. You never know what you might discover.
Exactly. You might even find out you have a knack for writing, a hidden talent you never knew about.
That's a great point.
Yeah.
Well, thanks so much for joining us for this deep dive into writing therapy. We hope you learned some interesting stuff today and that you're feeling inspired to try it out and see how powerful words can be.
It's been great talking about all this with you.
Until next time, happy writing.